EP Armory, plastic miracle or plastic trash? Hi everybody, this is Jason Shallow from the Rogue Banshee, and today we're going to talk about these lowers from EP Armory. Now, I've had several lowers from EP Armory for a while now, and the first one I built was this 9mm. And this is where I began to really form my opinion of EP Armory. Now, if we look at this AR lower, you can see that we have the cutout for the mag release. Well, it also exists here on this 9mm. But the problem is that the 9mm doesn't use that mag release. On the other side here, we have the mag release for the 9mm mag. But yet, we still have the cutouts for the AR-15 lower. Now, we don't need this. So all they did is they took their AR-15 lower and then changed it here for the 9mm, but never took this away. They should have filled this thing in and made this nice and smooth. So that was just the first thing that I ran into. The next issue I ran into was the ejector. Now, the ejector will go into the slot, but there's no holes here. So how do we attach this? According to EP Armory, we need to get some really good quality epoxy and epoxy this in. That's right, they want you to glue this in. Now, I don't know about you, but there's no way I'm going to glue that in. So I'm already looking at how I'm going to drill this thing out and screw it in. Now, we talked about that mag release, which I have right here. So now we just put the mag release in here, right? And you got a hole to screw this thing in, but there's no screws. And you look on their website, there's no directions on really how to work with this lower. And everybody is complaining about number one, the glue, number two, there's no screws to screw this thing in. So there's yet another thing that I need to deal with. So right here, we can already tell, the 9mm is just not ready to go. But wait, it gets worse. So I built up one of the AR-15 lowers to test out this kit from Bowden Tactical. And range day was an absolute disaster. I had so many problems with this thing feeding ammo that I was wondering if it was, well, not oiled right. So I, at the range, completely took this thing apart, re-oiled it, and my problems still continued. So I was wondering, did I have a problem with the kit? And that's when I realized there's nothing wrong with the kit. It was the lower. Let me show you. So what was happening was, is as the bolt carrier was coming back, it gets stuck just like that. Now watch this. I'm going to release that bolt carrier. Oops. I didn't touch anything, all right? Let me do this again. Held back. Here's my hand. Interesting, right? How am I doing that? It's real simple. What's happening here is on this tower, it's being torqued and it's not staying there. So this rear tower is actually twisting. So what's happening is as this bolt carrier is returning, I mean, you can see right here, it's just getting stuck. It'll actually stick to the rear. So you'll actually see on the range footage of what's happening is I'm shooting, that bolt carrier holds back. I'll twist the rifle to look to see if I have a jam, and it'll go forward. And what will happen is I keep doing this and it'll work. Now, in order for me to finish testing, is I'm actually going to have to ditch this lower and use a different lower. But of course, I wanted to test this lower, so I took it out. So we're going to retest this rifle kit with a different lower. But right there, I think you have all the information you need about these lowers from EP Armory. Now, I bought these things like 2 or 3 years ago. It's been a while and I finally got a chance to build one up. And this is everything that I ran into. Now, on the webpage, they talk about this being a mixture of polymer and Kevlar and should be, you know, really stiff. But, well, I just showed you it's not. So be very cautious with these EP Armory lowers. Personally, I think they're junk. But let's hear you down in the comments below. Thanks for watching. Hope you're staying safe out there. I look forward to seeing you again soon.